Mayor Sarno allocates $7 million in settlement money to opioid programs. Two Springfield police officers get their sentences. East Hampton launches Natal Box programs. Senior homeowners in Greenfield can work off some of their property taxes. And Dunkin's offers new spring summer food and drink.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, it's Thursday in the Valley, April 28, 2022. And here's what's happening. Your weather outlook for today is sunny, a high of 52. The winds are northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. And for tonight, a few clouds, a low of 32. The winds are 10 to 20. The ultraviolet index today at 7. The humidity, 49%. Mayor Sarno, Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris, and other officials have announced today details from the City of Springfield's opioid settlement agreement. Under the state subdivision allocation agreement from Mass. Attorney General Maura Healey, the City of Springfield will receive $7,235,012, payable in installments beginning in 2022 and ending in 2038. In addition, Springfield filed a separate independent lawsuit against the pharmaceutical manufacturers and distributors for their alleged role in fueling the opioid crisis and the crippling cost associated with it. Now, that lawsuit, which was filed in Hampden Superior Court in 2018, is still pending. Mayor Sarno has indicated that the payments will go toward a wide variety of initiatives and programs to enhance opioid-related response. These programs will strengthen behavioral health components, strengthen partnerships with community stakeholders, create networking opportunities to improve relationships among providers, families, and those in recovery, to enhance systems to exchange information and facilitate referrals, conduct studies and assessments of the behavioral workforce to identify training needs, capacity, and competency gaps, create a real-time data collection system that allows providers, users, their relatives, and friends to find up-to-date availability in detox services and residential treatment options, and to develop a community-wide opioid overdose response plan. The fire department will get money to purchase new equipment and supplies, to create two full-time response teams, to increase service in the busiest overdose areas, to decrease response time, to allow for more resources for all calls citywide, to increase interoperability. The police department will get funds to increase and enhance Narcan training for officers, training to respond for early intervention, strategies and procedures to connect opioid-addicted individuals with the appropriate health services, and other qualified designated agencies, to purchase equipment and supplies for officers to carry for effective and rapid response, and also software training and hiring additional crime analysts. Two former Springfield police officers have received their sentence of suspended jail time plus probation for their involvement in the melee at Nathan Bill's Bar in 2015. Daniel Billingsley and Christian Cicero received three counts of misdemeanor assault and battery, but were acquitted of assault with a dangerous weapon and assault causing serious bodily injury. Both men were sentenced to 2 years of probation, 150 hours of community service, ordered to stay away from Nathan Bill's Bar, and no contact with the victims. Now, if they violate those conditions, they'll be sent to the House of Correction. These situations are always particularly scary. We have an I-91 wrong-way head-on collision. Holyoke Fire Department has reported a head-on collision on Route 91 near Exit 15A northbound. The driver went up the exit ramp the wrong way. Firefighters had to use hydraulic tools to extricate the occupants of the car. Two people were transported by ambulance. The highway has since reopened to traffic. In partnership with the Healthy Youth Coalition and Hampshire Hope, the East Hampton Health Department is launching a Nalobox program in the city on May 2, 2022. Now, Nalobox is a small, clear box labeled Opioid Rescue Kit, and this is mounted on the wall and contains three doses of naloxone, commonly known as Narcan, a medication designed to reverse an opioid overdose. Each box equipped with a rescue breathing mask, medical gloves, and step-by-step instructions. If possible, Nalo boxes should be mounted next to an automated electronic defibrillator. Now, to start, NALO boxes will be mounted in City Hall, the Emily Williston Public Library, Mountain View School, and the East Hampton High School. The program will eventually be offered and expanded to local organizations and businesses. The purpose of the boxes? To provide naloxone in public, accessible locations, and in the event of an overdose, it is important to note that using naloxone has no adverse side effects, including if one were to use it accidentally on a person who is not experiencing an overdose. Businesses and organizations interested in having a NALO box or naloxone training can contact the health department, 529-1400, 529-1400, extension 430. The application period for Greenfield's Senior Tax Work-Off Program runs May 2 to May 27. Homeowners aged 60 and over can apply to work off up to $1,500 of their real estate bill. Workers are selected through a lottery system. Work hours are performed at various city departments between July 1 and November 30th and are based on the Massachusetts minimum wage of $14.25 an hour. Applicants must have lived in Greenfield for at least 5 years and in Massachusetts for at least 10 years. The program may not be combined with other real estate tax exemptions. Applications will be available weekdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Greenfield Senior Center front desk, starting on May 2. You can get more information at 413-772-1517, extension 2, or hope.mccary@greenfield-ma.gov. There's a similar program being offered to military veterans who live in Greenfield. More information available by calling the Upper Pioneer Valley Veterans Service District, 413-772-1571. Information on other real estate tax relief options is available by calling the Greenfield Assessor's Office at 413-772-1506. Duncan's always seems to respond to mild weather and has debuted new items in anticipation of sunnier days. Now, this includes its Mango Pineapple Duncan Refresher, which can be combined with green tea, coconut milk, lemonade, and the Cake Batter Signature Latte. Now, this latte combines espresso with cake batter flavoring and is dropped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles. And they've got some new food items, too. They've launched those, including the tomato pesto grilled cheese and cornbread donut and munchkins. Now, additionally, Dunkin' confirmed the return of fan-favorite items such as the butter pecan iced coffee and sunrise batched iced coffee. Now, all these items are available at Dunkin' locations as of yesterday. Happy springtime from Dunkin's. And thank you very much for being with us today. I appreciate coming into your life with a little bit of information that might help you navigate life more effectively and with greater pleasure here in the Pioneer Valley. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
Proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.